You know, Venerable Channa. Channa is, we found two different channas, Venerable Channas. Inside the Nikayas, one channa is the monks who sick. That is one channa. Another channa is the Bodhisattva's PA. Channa. He's a follower, he's a looker after the house. Horse, look after the Bodhisattva's ride. So, Channa, when the Buddha renounced, Bodhisattva renounced, other than he followed. He's so proud about that. So proud of that. He never gave up Venerable Sariputta, never pay respect, Venerable Moggallana, because when Bodhisattva renounced, at that time, Bodhisattva, horse, himself, only three. Now where did they come from? You see, now Sariputta, now Moggallana. He said, I don't care. When we renounce, we are only three. So proud. He never care, he never paid respect. Because he so loved Bodhisattva. He loved Dhamma, he loved, because of Dhamma is property of Buddha, he said. My Lord talk. The Buddha is my Lord. Dhamma is my Lord discourse. He never gave a Sangha. They have come later. Now they lead. As a Sariputta, as a Moggallana, they have the post. He never cared. The Buddha always instructed not to do so, but he never, only in front of the Buddha, he said nothing, but he remained in his pride. During Buddha's lifetime, you see, about 45 years, he's only Puttochana. Because he never paid respect to any monks. Even Venerable Sariputta Maula never cared. So when the Buddha lying down on his dead back and Kusinara, talked to Ananda, you must keep punishment. You lay down the punishment, noble punishment, that is called Brahma Danda, upon Sana, Channa. During my lifetime, I cannot. Instructed Channa. He will not obey any Sangha. So after my death, after my pranibbana, you put punishment on Channa. This punishment is a noble punishment. Brahma Danda. What is a noble punishment? All Sanghas exalt hand, excommunicate. Nobody talk to him. Whatever he is doing, nobody talk to him. Nobody blame him. Nobody care him. So, when after Buddha's pranibbana, Venerable Ananda met Channa. Because he may be respected Ananda, because Ananda is a Sakya prince. He's only the servant of Sakya. As a human social status. So, Venerable Ananda announced before the Buddha death, the Buddha said the noble punishment to put on you. At that time, He said, painted so unhappy and fallen down because of he always rely on the Buddha, depend on Buddha, my law, my law. He always said, now his law is no more. Only Sangha has remained, no Buddha. So he is alone now. When Sangha is communicated, he is so unhappy. After that, he abandoned his conceit. Please, Vinayana Ananda, don't do like that. Don't do like that. So Vinayana Ananda gave him the way. If you obey, if you practice meditation, if you obey Sangha, if you follow the Sangha, we will promote, we will abolish this punishment. So he requested. He followed the Sangha's advice. Several times he practiced meditation, not succeed. But he depended on Ananda, after Buddha. Vinayana Ananda's reliance, I must go to Ananda. Vinayana Ananda, I approach many elder monks. Please advise me how to practice meditation. They say, you must contemplate anicca dukkha anatta. You must contemplate anicca dukkha anatta. The many monks instructed in this way. I also know anicca dukkha anatta. Not succeed. Practice is not succeed. So Vinayana Ananda, when he meet Vinayana Ananda, Vinayana Ananda explained the cause and effect through Kacchayana Goda Sutta. Kacchayana Goda Sutta is mainly, the main point is Paticchasamuppada. Without paccayapariggrahajnana, he tried to practice vipassana. Without the attainment of nama rupa paricchedā, without the attainment of, without the foundation, that is the meaning. Without the foundation, nama rupa paricchedā, paccayapariggrahā, he started anicca dukkha anatta. Therefore, not succeed. Vinayana Ananda explained, following his advice, he became arahant later. That is sutta also can be found in Sanyutta Nikaya. So that is also must be careful. When we follow the vipassana practice, we must lay down our foundation. We must lay our foundations firmly. That is a nama rupa paricchedā jnana and paccaya paricchedā. So nama rupa paricchedā jnana means first we must clearly see only nama rupa. We must remove satta sanya, concept of being, concept of man and woman, concept of something. Only concept we must remove. Just remain in ultimate realities, mind and matters. When our view, through our view, when we have the nama rupa, sama vipassana, the nama rupa paricchedā jnana as a view, correct view, we can wash away sakkāya diṭṭhi. Then, that is not enough. We must clarify these nama rupa. After finding, clearly seeing nama rupa, we must trace what is the cause of nama, what is the cause of rupa. We must see together with the cause. Only seeing nama rupa is not enough. Why this nama rupa arises? That is, knowledge is important in that case. So, according to yogi, we must see roughly cause and effect to establish this knowledge. For example, when you follow anapana, breathe in, breathe out. First, notice three. Three means breathe in. In the breathe in, there is air. Where the air touch, nostril, this sensitive body. Where the air touch, sensitive body. Then, touch, knowing of touch. Three things, three phenomena. Must notice. First, we notice these three different characteristics, different functions. When the air comes into inside, it's attached in the nostril. The air is the characteristic of motion, with the characteristic of motion, air element. That is air element. Nostril, where the air touched, is a sensitive body. In Bali, we can say kayam cha pateja puttabheja upacchati kaya vinyana. Kaya means a sensitive body. Puttabha means, you see, tangible object. Here, air is a tangible object. Tangible object, sensitive body. These are two material qualities. If it's separated, nothing. If you meet it together, touching or notice appeared, mind appeared. Before touching, mind does not appear dealing with this. In several suttas that the Buddha mentioned, depending on sensitive body and tangible object, body consciousness arises. In that case, as a meditation practitioner, you noticed on the air and sensitive body, meeting of the air and sensitive bodies are cause. Knowing of touching or body consciousness is effect. You see cause and effect in direct knowledge, in your knowledge. Because of without the touching, without the meeting of these two, touching of notice cannot arise. Body consciousness cannot arise, you see. When you play piano, without pushing your fingers, sound not appears, you see. Sound appears because of the condition, cause and condition. So that is the cause. Sound is effect. In this way, when the air touched the nostril, knowing of touching, consciousness arises. So, consciousness has consciousness effect. The consciousness cause is a meeting of these two. So you notice cause and effect in this way. When you open your eye, the visual object replied on the eye. Then seeing consciousness arises. So this seeing consciousness never arises itself without a cause. It's a meeting of these two, eye and visual object. Eye consciousness have to arise. So now you understand the cause and effect. Just right now we hear the sound, bird sound. So the sound is one thing. Our sensitive ears, sound, the ear is a contact, meeting together. the knowing of the sounds appear. If not a sound, such a notice not appear. So that is also cause and effect. We have to know. This is a direct, with the direct knowledge we can know, can be known this way. If a deeper knowledge, we must consider Patejasmubhada and others also. Hey, material qualities, some material qualities, a cause is a karma. That is, it cannot be directly known, cannot be known direct, according to direct knowledge. Chitta, utu, ahara. According to chitta, some material quality arises, it can be experienced in this life. Because of, you see, when we are happy, our face becomes smile. When we are unhappy, face is not a smile, serious a face. So this is clearly. When we are angry, the eye is become red, face also become red. So that is it. The chitta is, the anger is a cause. The become red, red color is effect, causing effect. We can know directly these cause and effect. But it cannot be known all. Whatever we experience, we must know. Only Buddha, only the Buddha can know everything. We have in our touch, we must know this. If we know cause and effect in this way, we clear in our view. Oh, this is not a created one, because of that is a cause. Because of that cause, that appear. We can decide. Whatever may be there is a cause, depending on cause, effect arises, we understand, clearly understand. Whatever may be there is a cause, when cause appears, it arises. Then we understand. When this cause exists, that effect exists, arising of cause, effect have to rise. Prasatmobhara is, you see, briefly talk about. Imasame sati idahoti. When this exists, that exists. That is it. When this arises, that arises. Cause effect. When the mediums of eye and visual object, eye consciousness arises. That is, imasme sati idam hoti. When this exists, that exists. So everywhere, everything has its own cause and effect. Without a cause, nothing arises. During meditation practice, whatever you see, there's a cause, effect, both you can see. That is a goal, paccaya prekha. Not only do you realize in nama rupa, you realize in nama rupa together with it is a cause. So your knowledge increase. Before you notice only nama rupa, then you know about the nama rupa more. With the cause. Cause also you understand. Through this knowledge, this is called Kinkha Vitarana Visuddhi. This knowledge is called Kinkha Vitarana Visuddhi. Nama Rupa Pachaya Brigha Jnana. Knowledge of causality is view, a view. Kinkha Vitarana Visuddhi. That view, that knowledge can pass over, can overcome doubt. Can overcome doubt. No doubt, because we clearly see that is a cause, that is effect. As long as this exists, that exists. When there is no this, that cannot arise as. So clearly see cause and effect. Kankha vitarana. Kankha means doubt. Vitarana means overcome. Vitarana is overcome. Visuddhi means seeing. Seeing causality, seeing cause. This is knowledge. Pachaya Brigha Jnana. That is, can overcome doubt. That is the meaning. Most translators use purification. Purification. Overcoming all doubt. What is the translation of? Do you remember? Purification of doubt. It must be good translation. Overcoming doubt. It's part two have a translation. Part two. Nine. Yes. Sila Visuddhi 96. Kankha Vidarana Visuddhi. Visuddhi are here. A knowledge that overcomes a doubt. Yeah, Visuddhi, overcoming doubt, and purifying by removing wrong view, such as non-existence of cause and untrue cause. As that is how you see, according to commentaries, a translation, complete translations. Okay? You see, Dati Kankha Vidarana Visuddhi is a two-way. That is, Kankha Vidarana Visuddhi is called Pachaya Brigha Jnana. Okay? Pachaya Brigha Jnana is a knowledge. A knowledge that overcomes a doubt. That is one function. Doubt. And purifies it. That is, knowledge can purify. That knowledge purifies by removing wrong views and such as Visuddhi means washing away wrong view. Yeah. Kankha Vidarana is one benefit. Visuddhi is another benefit. Two benefits explain. Okay? Two function. Knowledge has two function. Partly, on one hand, it overcomes doubt. On other hand, it purifies. What is it? Impure wrong views, you see. What is it there? Non-existence of cause, or untrue cause as a true cause. That is ahetuka deity and visama ahetuka deity. Creator, believing creators. Ahetuka deity, visama ahetu deity means he accepts a cause, that a cause is not correct cause. Creation is a cause. He accepted creation as a cause, That is an untrue cause. Cause means a true cause, untrue cause. Creation is an untrue cause. Only Patijasamubbada and these causes, natural causes, are true cause. When do you say this? Two wrong views are removed. That is, two wrong views are removed. What is one wrong view? So, ahetuka deity. Then, visama ahetu deity means isara naimana and isra. So, first knowledge is removed, sakaya deity. Second knowledge is removed, ahetuka deity. And visama ahetu deities. So, these two knowledges are very important for those who practice vipassana. So, when you practice vipassana, your foundation must be You must lay foundations, family. It's important. These are foundations. It's okay? So let me stop a minute.